Audio Gravity, 20th of June 2009. First link today is a gadget over on ThinkGeek. Occasionally you come across something on ThinkGeek and you think, cruel bastards. They've got this thing on there, the ThinkGeek Annoyatron. Although it's cruel, I can also see the funny side of this. It's a little tiny device, no bigger than, I'd say, probably a dollar coin or a 10 pence coin in the UK. And basically, it has a battery on it, and it has a piezoelectric sort of speaker on it. And it can oscillate at different intervals from 2 to 8 minutes. It's completely random between two and eight minutes. And you've got two different kinds of sounds on there, 2 kilohertz, 12 kilohertz, or you can alternate between the two. And basically, you hide this device somewhere, like on the back of a cupboard or under a desk or somewhere, and it just plays this beep or similar beeping noise, electronic noise, every so often. It must be the most annoying thing in the world, especially if you don't know where it's coming from. Especially if you hear it once and then you're like, where's that? And then you're looking around for it and you're trying to source it, but you just never get to hear it long enough to find where it is. Absolutely, well, genius on one behalf that somebody's even thought about making it. But on another, I'd hate to have someone of them put one of these in my house. It'd drive you boo-boo. The ThinkGeek Annoyatron. I'll put the link in the show notes. Next link is over on Tweet Psyche. This is from Dan Zarrell. Dan Zarrell's been doing a lot of social media mashups recently in the last 6 months, and he's done some real great ones. This one's an interesting one because it uses linguistic analysis. Algorithms being RIDLIWC, build a psychological profile of a person based on the contents of their tweets. Very, very cool idea. I don't know if there's an API to it. I'd like to see an API in it. I think this could be mashed up and used elsewhere. It'd be nice to run this in line with, say, some tweets that are coming into a conference. And so you can sort of, you know, click on a button and get the background about a person, and then that can be used in the conversation as well. It's just so many cool little ideas and concepts that come in around data at the moment. It's fascinating. Another link is Penzu, PENZU.com. Your life, your journal, the best free private journal on the web. What I like about this is it sort of demystifies the whole issue of writing or using a blog or microblogging in a way. They've got this really nice designed paper layout in front of you where you can write on it as a journal. So you can start literally, you know, right away. And yeah, it's just a really, really good idea. It's really, really simple. They've made it incredibly easy to use. They've got these little links on the front saying, you know, start right away, picture worth 1,000 words. So you can drop images in there. Very much like Tumblr, but without the, I don't know, they've made it more familiar, I think, for most people who are just getting into computers. Now check that out, Penzu. I like the look of it. I don't think they've got an API for it yet, but they are on Facebook. Next link is over on Zazsoft. They've got this great cool little program called Playback, and you can stream all the content from your Mac to any PlayStation 3 or Xbox. Now, I don't have a console. I've never really been a console player. I never really liked the fact that it wasn't like a PC in terms of keyboard and mouse to give you that 360 sort of control. Now, you're going to say, well, the controllers do 360. Well, yes, but not as slick and smooth as a mouse controller, I don't think. So that's why I've never really got into consoles. Consoles, the controller is very linear. Might not be the case now. They might have mouse and keyboards that I've not seen or never played on, but never been a console person. Engineered for speed, so it does HD very well. Turbocharged searching, automatically find and share the media using the power of Spotlight really fast. Lots of stuff on it. Your media is served via light HTTPD. Same software that powers YouTube, Wikipedia, and many other popular sites. If you've got a PlayStation, I suggest you check it out. You need Mac OS X 10.5 and above, and there is a screencast on the site. If you go to yazsoft.com/products/playback. Next link, this scares the crap out of me just looking at it every time. You might have seen that beautiful building in Dubai. Whoa! Flash of lightning. Sorry about that. Going to get a massive big thunder crash now, I think. Whoa, that's big. The world's coolest tennis court. Now, I'll send you to the link because it's quite a long link. I'll put it in the show notes. This scares the crap out of me every time. I have a little problem with heights. And the idea of two people running around on a tennis court, this suspended high as this, just scares the crap out of me, to be honest. It's a cool picture, though. But you'd never, ever get me up there in a million years. Next link is over on Snipshot, SNIPSHOT.com. Edit pictures online, very similar to Picnic. But what's cool about this is that you can edit raw files online. Do all the things that you do on Picnic, special effects. Make portraits faster with face detection. They've got a $9 monthly pass. And they've even got a $5 two-week pass, which is quite useful. They've got a free API, so you can use Snipshot for your own domain, which is quite nice. I like that. Go and check it out. There's lots and lots of stuff on there that could be quite useful to you if you're a mobile guy and you need to do video picture editing on the fly. It's amazing how many of these services are moving towards the web now in terms of, you know, you've got a browser, you don't really need to have the applications on your machine. So, you know, you can have a really lightweight operating system on your netbook and off you go. And that's the last link. I'll see you all tomorrow.